Hello and good morning. I'm beginning to wonder whether in my long life to date I have witnessed such a flurry of political and diplomatic activity as we are witnessing these days. Our Prime Minister attended the Commonwealth Conference in Kigali, the capital of Rwanda, together with the Prince of Wales, and then he joined the G7, that gathering of the seven largest economies that used to be the G8 before Putin was left out when the Ukraine aggression started. And then he is addressing the NATO summit, trying to stiffen their collective resolve. During this time, two by-elections took place, and in both, the Conservative Party was humiliated, but also the Prince of Wales is having to contend with the news of €3 million handed over in paper bags from the Qatari dignitary, which the Sunday Times says was forwarded to the Prince's charity fund. Certainly a rather distasteful reflection on His Royal Highness, who is now more or less assuming the greatest activity on behalf of our aging Queen. I hasten to say that there was no assumption of anything illegal regarding this matter, but it still didn't look good. And it's not only our Prime Minister who has headaches. Spare a thought for the French President Emmanuel Macron, who is finding himself having to see how he will wrestle with a parliamentary majority of opposing parties. And not to be outdone, we can only look at another aging head of state, the most important state as it happens, and I refer to the United States of America, where President Biden is dealing with a ruling from the Supreme Court allowing individual states to issue banning legislation on abortion, an extremely contentious issue that has important political implications in addition to its social effects. And that came just after an earlier ruling by the Supreme Court, or the same Supreme Court, disallowing New York City from banning the possessions of arms outside one's private dwelling, that is, in public. Well, imagine how safe we can all feel now in downtown Manhattan, knowing that anywhere around there could be someone having a gun slung somewhere around his body. Not a very comforting thought. Of course, overhanging all this is the worldwide effect of the Ukraine war. Apart from the heinous atrocities, the whole world has to contend with the loss of vital supplies of wheat, the soaring cost of vehicle and domestic fuel, fertilizers, and other essential mineral supplies. While the coronavirus is now not newsworthy anymore, we are nevertheless being informed that it's still alive and affecting huge numbers who, thankfully, do not suffer so badly as before, and the number of deaths resulting are negligible. But could we feel relaxed when we know that we can still catch the virus and that any death is a death to be mourned, at least by some? All this makes me think, what a hapless job world leaders happen to take on. I know that in spite of this, there is always almost a cutthroat battle to reach the top jobs whenever and wherever elections are due. The only way I can understand this phenomenon is by assuming that world leaders are so focused on attaining and retaining power and authority, and not seeing the wider picture of world affairs behaving like the shifting sands in a desert. I have witnessed life in a desert, and you sit there and think you can see a dune here, but 2 hours later it has disappeared, only to settle in another spot once the winds have calmed down. This is the shifting sands phenomenon. And just think how it is when you are motoring on an open road and suddenly the sand has covered the tracks or the tarmac and your vehicle is swerving uncontrollably. To be as a humble observer of our world, this is exactly what I see if I contemplate and reflect on our world's affairs these last few decades. And it seems to be getting worse, not better. The sands are shifting faster, and the roads, no matter how clear they appear at any particular time, can soon be covered and blurred by these sands, let alone the mist and fog that can also prevail and obscure our vision. So why are we in this position? A relevant description was given to us by Abdul Bahadi, son of Baha'u'llah, more than 100 years ago, when he addressed the American people, saying that the skyscrapers built on shifting sand will collapse like a house of cards. Why not go further back and see what Jesus told us more than 2,000 years ago? He said, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it." And to emphasize this, Jesus further said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will like him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." This impressed those who heard the sermon as we read, and it came to pass, when Jesus has ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. So my plea, dear listeners, is that now there is still time for the world to heed these wisdoms. The shifting sands have almost blinded us, and especially our leaders. We can still pull back. God's words will prevail. Goodbye.